maybe even trying to decide where he'd be buried. And the Dark Tower? Stephen King's version of the Dark Tower, or Gann's version, or the Prim's version? Lost, forever, all of them. And that sound you hear? Why, that must be the Crimson King, laughing and laughing and laughing from somewhere deep in the Discordia. And maybe Mordred the Spider Boy, laughing along with him. For the first time since Eddie's death, something besides grief came to the forefront of Jake's mind. It was a faint, ticking sound, like the one the Sneetches had made when Roland and Eddie programmed them, just before giving them to Halas to plant, this had been. It was the sound of time. And time was not their friend.
"He's right," Jake said. "We have to go while we can still do something."
Ted. "Will Susanna?" "No," Roland said. "Susanna will stay here, and you'll help her bury Eddie. Do you agree?" "Yes," Ted said. "Of course, if that's how you'd have it." "If we're not back in..." Roland calculated, one eye squinted shut, the other looking off into the darkness. "If we're not back by this time on the night after next, assume that we've come back to Endworld at Fedic."
"Yes, assume Fedic," Jake thought. "Of course. Because what good would it do to make the other, even more logical assumption, that we're either dead or lost between the worlds, Todash forever?"
"Do you ken Fedic?" Roland was asking. "South of here, isn't it?" asked Worthington. He had wandered over with Danny, the preteen girl. "Or what was south? Trampas and a few of the other Cantor used to talk of it as though it were haunted." "It's haunted, all right," Roland said grimly. "Can you put Susanna on a train to Fedic in the event that we're not able to come back here? I know that at least some trains must still run because of..."
"The Green Cloaks," Dinky said, nodding. "Or the Wolves, as you think of them? All the D-Line trains still run. They're automated."
"Are they monos? Do they talk?"
Jake asked. He was thinking of Blaine,